Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coast to coast, border to border, and worldwide, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Tomorrow, we will try to open the phones up to take your calls. We got diverted off into Ferguson, but it's not just about Ferguson. It's about the police state. It's about media brainwashing. It's about how you're either supposed to be with the cops or with the citizens, or if you're against police brutality and police attacking reporters for no reason, you're for thugs burning down buildings. No, I want the police to have great lives. But I don't want them driving around in armored vehicles, ready to have war with M16s, pointing them right at my reporters, smiling at them. Doesn't intimidate me or my reporters. I just want to throw up. I mean, this is North Korea type stuff, okay? I don't care. The NSA spying, all of it. They're setting up a tyranny. They're just doing it, and they don't care. I will be covering this tonight with YouTube videos that are uploaded to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If stuff gets really bad and they shoot any more people, they already killed one other guy, I'm going to be down here live tonight on the audio and video streams right here for everybody. Infowars Nightly News, 7 o'clock tonight. We're going to have the prepared pre-taped news, but a live portion as well. Sometimes we're live, sometimes it's taped to air, sometimes it's a mix. It will be a mix because we can show more video clips and have better production when it's taped to air. So we'll be producing the show right up to 7, and we'll go live at first, and then we will have the tape portion of the rest of the world news that I didn't even get to. And boy, there's a lot of news on that front. But Rand Paul speaking out about what's happening, a lot of people across the left, right, you name it, are worried about the military and the police being pointed at us. And remember, to all the good old boys out there, I know most of you aren't racist. You're sick of being called racist, and you're sick of so-called minorities treating you like trash and being racist. And Obama has created racism on both sides. That was his job. And I know you don't like seeing a bunch of thugs run around burning stuff down. That's not what this is about. This is about, after that happened, the police aiming guns at my reporters, shooting them with rubber bullets, attacking mainline reporters, arresting reporters in McDonald's, where they come over and intimidate the reporter. We haven't even played that yet. We have that Washington Post clip. Yeah, let's play it with the audio. I mean, man, I can only be pushed so far. And what he does to this reporter, and then takes him to jail, and they also rough him up. I mean, this is tyranny, folks. This is not freedom. Let's go to that clip.
Do stuff. Let's go.
I'm working on it.
Stop videotaping. Let's grab our stuff and go.
Someone the right to videotape you, sir?
Hurry up. Let's go.
Please don't leave a gun on me.
Let's go.
You see me working. Please do not tell me not to use my first.
Time to go. Let's go.
Please not leave a gun.
This is not a
grovel. We're down about 45 seconds.
Even when you grovel, it means nothing.
Kicking the press out of an open McDonald's so they can come eat.
Now, is the street, can I ask
let's go, let's go.
I'm trying to ask,
I'm trying to ask questions. Let's go.
Close, can I move my car?
You can move your car's out here. Let's go.
It is. That's what I was asking. You didn't have time to answer?
Let's go.
Just being me.
This let's happened go. In 1776.
Let's go.
Into the same crap.
There's a door over here. Let's go. Let's go. You can move. Let's go. Move. Let's move. Let's move. Let's move this way. Here's the door. This way or this way? Let's go.
I'm working on it.
Stop videotaping.
Okay, at that point, they turned his camera off and arrested him. So imagine you're eating in McDonald's. This is what happened. It's all over the news. And guys in camo come in. So obviously a reporter goes, well, that's a great shot, you know, troops in McDonald's. That image is archetypal. That's USA Today level. That's Washington Post. That's a great photo. What are you doing videotaping me? And just to show he was the big guy, hey, listen, you're going to get shown how big guy you are when you die of cancer from all the vaccines you take, dummy. You're going to be shown what a big guy you are when they take your pension fund. You think you're being given this power to urinate on America because you're a good guy keeping us safe from Al-Qaeda that your bosses run, Jack? Unbelievable. I mean, I would start laughing at him. Of course I'm taking photos and videoing you. I'm a reporter, jackass. Excuse me. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Pointing guns at my reporters. That's up on InfoWars.com.
For a home security quiz, what effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have talked a lot here on the air about the season of crisis. The time of great turmoil that we're now entering that will only intensify in the days, months, and years to come. And I'm afraid only become more insane as the technological quickening towards the technotronic era accelerates towards what the globalists call the singularity. I want to be scientific today in the breakdown of what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri, with the backdrop of the globalist destabilization worldwide. We know that the summer is the time of rage historically, the time of the riot. We know this country in most areas is in a depression, especially in the Rust Belt. We live in an occupied nation run by foreign offshore banks that have levied Obamacare against us, that attacks every man, woman, and child, regardless of race, color, or creed. We know we've been signed on to $1,500 trillion of fake derivatives hundreds of times what the nation could ever pay back, and it's not our debt. We know our government is illegitimate, funding al-Qaeda worldwide. We know the NSA is being used to spy on political enemies and for social control and to corner the stock market and rig the economy to consolidate power. We know the government has a 7% approval rating in Gallup, a 6% approval rating in Pew Research. The mainstream media has a 13% approval rating on average in Gallup and a little bit lower in Pew. The system is a fraud, is illegitimate, and it wants to get Americans fighting with Americans, black against white, Hispanic against white and black, and vice versa. Man against woman, woman against man, kids against their parents, north against south, east against west, farmer against shopkeeper, cop against citizen, police. It's time to wake up and understand the psyop that's being run here. If I come out and simply decry what the police are doing, it will fit into the globalist paradigm. I do decry what they've done, but with the provisos that we understand the larger picture here. There is no debate about what's happening. I've told you the age of the contrived, the orchestrated, but also the allowed and exacerbated crisis is now here. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. Rahm Emanuel to the Wall Street Journal 5 years ago. Do I think they went and shot this innocent black guy with his hands up in front of a bunch of people to start this whole thing going? Probably not. But are the feds coming in with their training over the years and now federalizing this operation and escalating it to try to make the crisis worse and to try to set the precedent of martial law in this country, just like they did with the Boston bombing, searching half the houses in the city without warrants, throwing men, women, and children around who look nothing like the suspect? Absolutely. The militarization of police, the MRAPs, the helicopters, the military training, the illegal surveillance, the threat fusion centers dialed into illegal NSA tracking, all of this is the twisting and the corruption and the federalization of our police. It is the seduction of them into their new mission, which I told you would be used against Muslims first because they were the most unpopular group, then against blacks, then against Hispanics, and then the main enemy, gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, conservatives, Christians, anti-abortion activists, and white people. You notice now they're segueing into the war on whites, while they then set precedence on a mainly black neighborhood, manipulating underlying white racism that does exist in some quarters. I see the comments on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and on YouTube. A lot of them are bots. We're able to track them on InfoWars and know they're artificial, but some of them are real, saying, why are you out there helping monkeys? Why are you out there with the N-words? Well, number one, those are human beings. Number two, this is a larger psyop. Number three, what is allowed to be done against what is seen as the least of us will then be done against all of us, as Christ said. What you do to the children, you do to me. What you do to the poor, you do to me. What you do to groups that have a bunch of, you know, gangbangers out of the, you know, bad areas of St. Louis saying, let's go riot because they shot this black guy. They go into some semi-rural area, mainly with a bunch of old black retirees out there that have worked their butts off their whole lives. And then they sit there and burn down a few buildings, and then we send reporters there to find out what's really going on. And I was getting criticism for saying, well, people are burning stuff. The police have got to maintain order. Then the feds show up and say attack reporters and start tear gassing and rubber bulleting reporters. And I say that's wrong. I'd say it was wrong if they were black or if they were white or if they were blue. Let me tell you, Biggs is blue from those rubber bullets now. because I stand for justice. I stand for what's right, because that's what makes me feel good in my gut. When I do wrong, I feel bad. When I do the right thing and tell the truth, I feel good. I feel right with God. When I start even thinking about doing something wrong, that fear of God creeps in, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why this country's so screwed up. Because people aren't God-fearing. And I don't mean you're going to find God in one of these fake churches. Anybody who's God-fearing knows what I'm talking about. You want justice. You want prosperity. You want to help people. You want to build things up. And they use the ignorance of God-fearing people to support open borders and saying it's for the kids. That's part of a larger globalist plan. That's why I'm against it. Not because I'm against those kids fleeing Guatemala, one of the greatest hell holes on earth. They're not bringing them here to save them. They're bringing them here to bring the country down. And I've supported the Border Patrol, a constitutional agency under attack. When police are in the right, I support them. When they're in the wrong, I don't. And I studied this for 22 years, and I know what I'm talking about. We got Joe Biggs, Ja'Kari Jackson, and Josh Owens all there. We got tear gas, flashbang, and shot with rubber bullets. Biggs got shot with rubber bullets. The others got hit with everything but that. But the larger system, you got to pull back if you're a black racist, and I got to say, stop being a mindless idiot, being manipulated by tribalism. You got to pull back if you're a white racist and see the larger manipulation and not be a mindless primitive. You got to scientifically see the battle space for what it is. If you're a cop, all hopped up in mob mentality, tired of getting being yelled at for 3 days because you're telling folks to back off and pointing guns at them. See, cops, when you point lasers at innocent people with their hands up 70, 80 meters away, almost 100 yards away, they start yelling at you and getting angry. When you shoot reporters with tear gas and rubber bullets like Al Jazeera and point laser dots on Al Jazeera, you cause the same situation. And that's what I said. What they're doing, according to, listen, the military, when they want to stir people up, they send in troops with orders to do stuff like this. When they want to pacify a population, they do the opposite. Joe Biggs did that on 3 or 4 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He knows that. It's a basic military system. This is military system to stir people up and start riots all over the country and play the public off against the police and the military to start a civil war. And to make the poster boy for the civil war, stupid ghetto rats with their pants hanging down around their ankles, to then sell that image of the police and military crushing them to bring in permanent martial law. And I've been telling you, the number one way they'll bring in martial law is to get riots stirred up around the country by the illegals and blacks and poor whites and others. Now I'm going to skip the network break. This is so important. And go to our reporters. And then they'll stage terror attacks in the next phase, claiming the Tea Party did it, and go after their political enemies. They're already censoring us on Facebook and Twitter. They're already suspending our Twitter accounts. They're already not letting us put out a lot of tweets. I couldn't tweet last night. They're already stopping me sharing video links to Joe Biggs getting shot with rubber bullets. And the police announced, we're going to play this clip in a moment, turn off your cameras. Literally 15 news trucks we counted, Al Jazeera, Washington Post, New York Times, USA Today, Washington Times, Infowars.com. I mean, there is over 100 different press groups out there, over 100, and more than 15 that were willing to be out there, and our guys were up there about 100 and something yards away, then they backed off to 500 yards. I've talked to the reporters, and the armored vehicles that we were told were for Al-Qaeda, I told you for the First Amendment, rolled out. Decepticons roll out. Attack the First Amendment. Target freedom. These are supposedly the good guys with flashbangs and rubber bullets and tear gas shot directly at news crews. And then they chase them down with AR-15s, ladies and gentlemen, shooting people in the back. I mean... I'm not macho, ladies and gentlemen, but let me just tell you something. I'm getting to the point that I'm going to throw up. And cooler heads have got to prevail. We've got to keep our powder dry and not respond with these police who don't know they're the bait on the hook to start a civil war. The cops on the ground being ordered by the feds to do this have no idea. The us against them mentality. This is a government with a 7% approval rating.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
California just passed a bill, and it's already in all the new cell phones, to have automatic kill switches when they hit one button, citywide or nationwide, to turn your phone off, and all you can get is Obama government messages, or they can turn your phone on to track you, but nothing else. This is a government who premeditatedly loaded NSA control systems, just like in your smart meters, which they now admit, to control everything you do. CIA director 3 years ago told Wired Magazine, you're washing machine and your dishwasher are listening to you. All the new dishwashers have microphones by federal law. Tear them open. People don't believe me. In fact, I want to tear open a Scientific Atlantic cable box. I want to tear open it. I want to go buy one at the store and tear the damn thing open on TV, because that's the only thing that'll wake up the primitives out there. And I mean black, white, all of you. You act like a bunch of primitives where you sit there and the enemy openly announces what they're doing. There it is. CIA chief will spy on you through your dishwasher. The Kinects, all of it, Kinects for 5 years can look through up to 10 walls in your house. They can look at your neighbors through a Kinect. They can through vibrations on your window, pick up vibrations on the neighborhood window vibrating and have HD audio of you in bed with your wife off your neighbor's Kinect 1,000 yards away with the digital algorithms. Do you understand? It's not run by a benevolent, loving government that did all this to help you. They are putting nanotech cancer viruses in the major vaccines that implant in your DNA and are hormone released, where they can either spray you with a hormone through the food or water to activate the cancer. It's a binary weapon. Or it triggers, depending on which system, when you hit age 60. You like being murdered? Oh, the police are here to help us. The police are compartmentalized and don't know anything like the public. We know the enemy operation. We have reverse engineered it. You ignore what I say at you and your family's total peril. You are living in a hardcore science fiction movie. Everything I just told you is on record if you simply go and look it up. They're already giving the troops, without asking them, an anti-aggression or anti-depression injection with a live virus that then attacks neurons in areas of the brain associated with higher brain waves, spiritual experiences, love, and hate, so you're not upset anymore. They're already putting brain chips in troops. They already chipped Special Forces 20 years ago. They already started chipping the officers 5 years ago. I knew about it from Army officers in my family before it was in the news. You're not going to hear that from your whorehouse mega church here in Austin, Texas. You're not going to hear it because they're government agents now. And all you idiots that serve the system that think you're part of it, we're going to break, coming back with our reporters, you're going to find out soon. Joe Biggs, Jakari Jackson, Josh Owens coming up. Let's go to these clips. Here's the audio.
Please turn off
America. What is it? Did he say please turn off your video? That's what sounded like to me.
Did they tell us to turn off, stop filming?
I think that's what they said, honestly.
It sounded like we went out and took the phone. They told us to turn off our recording.
Trapping anybody in?
They tried to.
Front line of the info war. Joe Biggs, Jakari Jackson, Josh Owens. The front line of the
LRAD sound weapons. I said, but never be used against
really
us.
Hurting my ears, though.
Used against Iraqis.
Oh, my God. They're coming at us right now. They're coming at us right now.
Now, you heard the woman's voice. That's good. Come back for more. All right, flashbangs going off. Then they target with rubber bullets and tear gas the crews. Now, this is from Jakari. Right in front of him is the Al Jazeera crew doing their job. During the Watts riots, during the L.A. riots in the 60s, the Watts riots in the early 90s, the L.A. riots, they never targeted press. The police would never think of that. Under federal orders, now this is from the perspective of Josh Owens, Jakari Jackson, and Joe Biggs. Let's now go to the footage shot from across the street of your TV viewer. I'm describing it for radio listeners, of a still camera hidden in the bushes, somebody hiding in the bushes getting paramilitary police under federal command with MRAPs that were in Iraq saying, back off, get, you know, leave, and then firing tear gas at the mainstream media and then going up and firing rubber bullets at them in an assault on everything. And by the way, this is to take our bank accounts, pension funds. They're putting this in place because they're going to break the country once and for all. These cops, their parents, their kids, they will lose everything too. But they won't care because they'll have a uniform and can strut around in the third world we're going to be. They won't know because it'll be done over the years. So understand, the police following the orders, like Katrina with the military. In fact, go, guys, pull up Gun Confiscation Katrina. It's the NRA video. It's ABC News. I'm going to play that later if we talk to the reporters. So people always deny that. They went to the high and dry areas. use the poor people in the 8th Ward as the excuse for martial law, went into the high and dry areas 10 miles away, went into $5 million houses, blew open safes, stole all the guns, and handcuffed rich people. So all you racist white people that are sending us texts saying, how dare you side with monkeys and all this other racist crap, you're idiots. They're going to come in your house and take everything you got, and they're going to take you to a FEMA.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Summer of Rage.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around.
Obama is set to give a press conference on Ferguson. He'll call for unity and peace while all of his pundits working for the Justice Department on MSNBC and CNN will call for crushing any demonstrations, while at the same time having other pundits on the same channels calling it police brutality and calling for more riots, basically. Again, it's full spectrum dominance, with reporters being arrested in McDonald's, with people being tear gassed. You go to InfoWars.com. We have a graphic up there with the photo. First Amendment dismantled in Missouri, with the image of the tear gas and the police coming up. And dismantling the mainstream television cameras after shooting them with rubber bullets, after announcing, turn your cameras off. Now imagine what they're going to do with all the kill switches built into all the phones and different devices now. They admit they're going to turn them off, and Twitter and Facebook and other systems already are testing to not let us spread the information. That's why everyone has got to keep their old video cameras. Old tech is going to become very valuable in the future, as I've told people for a long time, because Trojan horses of social control premeditatedly are being put in everywhere. Video up on Infowars.com for radio listeners. Ferguson police tell reporters, turn off cameras before attacking press with rubber bullets, flashbangs, and tear gas. Police concerned about flash mob violence based on horror movie. Shock video, Ferguson police deliberately tear gas journalist. Ferguson police AWOL for looting. Out in force to crush First Amendment arrest journalist. Video, Ferguson riot police wound reporter in attack on protesters. Yeah, our headline should have been like the Washington Post when their people got attacked. InfoWars reporters shot with rubber bullets, attacked. And we go to the man who was hit by rubber bullets and has big bruises from it. That's former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who knows about crowd control and talked about yesterday. This is clearly to stir people up. The Justice Department is there running things, clearly wanting to stir things up like they got caught doing with Trayvon Martin. So I want to get his breakdown on what happened last night, and then Obama's going to pop in and speak. We'll cut to him once he starts. Then we're going to go to Jakari Jackson and others. Thank you for coming on, Joe Biggs. You were truly in wartime last night. I saw you saying that in your report. You've been in a lot of combat. What was it like for you to see this in America?
Joe Biggs, InfoWars.com in Ferguson, Missouri. We're actually standing right here where the battle took place last night. This is literally a war zone, or was a war zone last night. If you look around, there's a little triangle area right in the middle of the road. That's where we were standing when you could hear the turn off your cameras, stop recording, and then the vehicles approached us. Alex, I'm telling you right now, this clearly disappoints me to see this. I mean, I am nauseated at the PSYOP that they used on us. They are trying to take something and racially divide everybody. I mean, it was ridiculous. And then they were targeting journalists, purposely trying to find them and arrest them and take their footage. It was, I just don't even know what to say. I mean, this place still smells like tear gas because they gassed this place so bad. The cloud was for a mile back in either direction you went. It was just mind-blowing. Explosions everywhere. Like, what I was running around over here, and when the tear gas came at me, we got lost. I got separated from Josh and Jakari, and it was just complete and total chaos, just a battle. And I started running in a direction, and I made a mistake because I actually ran towards the riot police. And as I started going across the parking lot, they shot me right in the side over here. And if you want, you can kind of see some of the bruise right now. It's pretty tender and sore.
And I was watching the live feeds last night, like it was a made-for-TV movie or something at home on Infowars.com over Ustream and other systems. And, I mean, they would literally walk up to you guys from like 100 yards away and say, get out of here, get out of here, even though you were retreating, and just wanted to shoot an American with these rubber bullet shotgun rounds. You were just holding one of them up, Joe. Show the viewers that again.
Those are the rounds that come out of this. That's what hit me. We actually found this right over here in the area where I was shot. These are very hard rounds. I mean, it was very painful. I mean, it took me to my knees, and I hit the ground, and a bunch of the locals from the neighborhood ran over, grabbed me, and helped me up, and said, are you okay? And as I was able to take in a breath, I got shot with gas again, and all I breathed in was just a full, fresh hit of gas. And I was just throwing up, crawling. And these guys are sitting there beating their shields, yelling, you know, just they're just coming after us. And, you know, when I looked around, all I could see was smoke around me. I had no idea where I was. It was nuts just to see America look like Fallujah, Iraq. And the people were fine. People were protesting peacefully. What incited this entire incident was they decided to bring in MRAPs, snipers. The snipers were on top of the vehicles calling out people in the crowd. They were trying to antagonize the peaceful protesters. They wanted someone to do something so they could, you know, eventually attack us. There were cops on the side sitting there holding their batons, twisting it back and forth with a smile on their face, just sick. Takara kept saying, "Why are you smiling? Why are you smiling? You know, you need to be professional." And this guy was just ready to hit someone. I just can't believe that I'm in America right here. Like, this is something I expect in Iraq, Afghanistan, and some third world country, but not in America. This is just...
From talking to a lot of Marines and Army people and others, you don't ever want to act like that and turn the locals against you, even if you're fighting an enemy that's amongst them, that this would be the thing tailor-made to turn a foreign population against you. But this is our own people, traitors, really, amongst us doing this. And so I was hoping that the feds were ordering them to do this, which we know they are, but I didn't know that they were taunting again last night, wanting somebody to throw a single bottle, as did get thrown, as a pretext to then set the precedent to attack reporters, just like they set the precedent to put the entire city of Boston under martial law, just like they set the precedent in Katrina to gun confiscate. This is a plan. They want war against the American people. They see us as basically Al-Qaeda.
I walked up right to the line, Alex, and I was just, my feet are covered in blisters right now. I mean, my feet are like, literally, I can just peel off layers of skin. And I got to a point where I couldn't even stand up anymore yesterday. And I sat down right in front of the MRAP. And right as I sat down, it might have been a minute, a bottle was right over my head and broke in front of me. And I'm sitting there laying on the ground like, oh, my God, these guys are about to shoot me because that dropped right in front of me. And the next thing you know, a Molotov cocktail got thrown over my right shoulder, basically. Jakari saw the person that did that. It hit the top of the car wash over here if you want to look. Luckily,
I bet money that was a federal provocateur, because they always do the Molotovs, and we're always catching them. I mean, what do the police think is going to happen when they end up killing some more people and then folks don't pull out Molotov cocktails and the real thing starts up?
Well, there's an article in RT. They're saying that they are pulling the Ferguson Police Department. They are not going to be using them anymore. They're going to bring in outside forces. That was in an article today.
Well, I've already seen state police out there, and they say they've been federalized 2 days ago.
The people I saw last night did not look like regular cops. I mean, these guys were special forces, things like that. Big, jacked up guys. You know, they had the special forces type gear. I mean, and I just can't get that image out of my head, Alex, of that guy just twisting that rod in his hand like he just wanted something to happen. And that's where the bottle actually busted, was right, like, maybe feet from him. Because people were tired of it. People kept coming over and saying, "Hey, why are you doing that? Get that smile off your face. You need to be professional." I mean, this is sick. And
well,
women...
I mean, also, at a fundamental level, it's the armored vehicles, the body armor, the tanks, the aiming the lasers at men, women, and children, the loaded guns. It's so cowardly. It'd be like watching an 800-pound gorilla beat up a one-year-old baby. And then they're smiling about it. It's just so dishonorable. It's so cowardly.
I got chased over here, and what happened is you can see a neighborhood back here off into the back. I got chased out of here, and I had to start hopping fences. I'm literally running through people's backyards. There were two young teenagers who helped me out who are from the neighborhood, and they said, "Hey, you need to get out of here. They're looking for you guys." So I started hopping fences, and I'm running through, and I'm right in line with the MRAPs and the militarized police force going down the road. Jakari was just in front of them, and Josh is off to the left. And I'm running down through the woods to the side trying to keep up with everything. And the wind was down my way, so I got all the gas. I'm sitting here running through a cloud of smoke. And all you can see is just red flashes and explosions and gunshots. And it went, it sounded like a lot of them were some regular actual gunfire. I mean, it was very intense. I mean,
they killed another guy the other night, probably like the other fellow. But, well, they've all been shot in the back. That's what real men do. Did you guys act like this even in Iraq and Afghanistan? Because from what I know, the military wanted to win those wars. They didn't want to do stuff that would start a bigger one.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'd say 95% of the people I ever came across in the military, these are guys that were just there for beneficial reasons. Like, They wanted to go to college. They wanted to provide for their kids because they came from bad upbringings. They didn't have anything, and their only way to possibly have something in their life to look forward to was to join the military. They had big hearts. And these are people, when we were over there in Iraq and Afghanistan, they would sit there like, man, this stuff's not right, you know. And if something was bad, they were like, I don't want any part of this. You know, you might have one or two guys that just had that sadistic personality that just really wanted to go out and just start jumping people for no reason. But these guys, everybody they brought out here last night, were a bunch of sadistic nut jobs. It was crazy. These guys were ready to attack. That's what they came out for. What were we going to do? Throw cardboard at them? A set of keys?
It's just like when the Dallas police chief says, yep, you're right. You guys are supposed to be able, the judge's, you know, ruling, First Amendment, now that the official events are over for the anniversary of JFK, you can go in. And then we go in, and they send out riot police from the county to physically attack even children. And at the point they started attacking this little girl, I said, that's it, guys. We're going to go ahead and have to fight the cops. Then they gave them the order to back off. So they just wanted to dominate us, and the senator said, all right, man, we can't let them. They just attacked a seven-year-old girl. I took my jacket off. I said, let's kick their ass. I was going to, and then they got a radio and all pulled out. It's literal cowards. Cowards. I mean, I've never seen anything this cowardly and pathetic. This nation is pathetic. And again, I want to tell the cops, you work for a criminal, illegitimate government, okay? And in a place like Austin, Texas, where they've had some questionable shootings, they have a big community thing. You know, they try to investigate it. They don't bring out armored vehicles and beat shields and put lasers on people, or East Austin would be burning. And again, I'm not even saying our police are perfect. Compared to this, I mean, this is how you stir people up, Joe. And you know that from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, that's what they were purposely trying to do. Like I said, they were the ones that were inciting the violence. They were the ones who wanted this to happen. Now, look at some of the chaos that happened. This is a pretty thick sign. After the rounds started flying and stuff last night, it literally punctured holes. Stuff was hitting that. Canisters were shooting at it, knocking that down. Across the road over here, there's a you can see the fence they're trying to put back to the family. The riot police knocked it down, trying to run after people. They ran into that person's backyard and knocked the fence down. And just a minute ago, the family was out there trying to put the fence back on. These were things that were getting thrown by them. Yesterday was a complete and total war zone. And I just want people to know they've got to wake up, because this is not just going to happen in Ferguson. This is going to start happening everywhere if we don't start doing something about it. I mean, the people out here were just screaming, like, why are we in a martial law state? You know, women were crying, like, you know, why is this happening to us? Literally, there was a group of ladies that were sitting down in the crowd crying and praying, saying, stop pointing guns at us. Stop pointing guns at our kids. We just want to grow up safe.
Well, they built this giant police state up to fight Al-Qaeda, and Joe, who is IS made up of, and who gave weapons to ISIS?
Yes, indeed.
Our so-called government is evil. And you cannot make excuses for any of this stuff that's going on. And when you've got police multiple nights pointing guns at people, trying to stir them up, clearly it's going to start escalating. And this is being run by the Justice Department. I wish there was some way to de-escalate this, but you know they've got the psychological profiles of all these state troopers and feds they brought in. These are people that enjoy attacking innocent folks and attacking, you know, mainline camera people. I mean, this is designed undoubtedly to cause an explosion.
Well, this was a war on race. I mean, that's why they brought Al Sharpton out here. I spoke to some of the people in the crowd, and I said, hey, did you have a chance to see him? And they were like, they use a little bit more colorful language, but they said, screw Al Sharpton, what has he done for us? And I said, well, what do you think about Lord and Savior President Obama? They said, screw that guy, he hasn't done a thing for us. He's like, they've never made any change for us. All they do is try to racially divide us. We're sick of this. We need real leadership.
That's right. That's why they're run by the Ford Foundation to create racial division. All the Hollywood movies do that. And that's the open job of Quentin Tarantino and, of course, Robert Rodriguez, who meet with the president and have been offered hundreds of millions of dollars of government funding to create all the racial division with movies like Django Unchained and Machete and all the rest of it. This is the PSYOP. And I know you've got those interviews. Gateway Pundit wrote about that as well. We need the video of that. because just Gateway Pundit, you know, just has the Ustream of it. We need you to go out today and get HD interviews with those folks and get those up on Infowars.com. That's powerful truth showing that it's not Democrat versus Republican, black against white, that folks are waking up and their leader is not, like MSNBC is saying, Al Sharpton, the FBI operative, there to, again, play the part of black against white. We're going to go to break and come back with Jakari Jackson and others. In fact, let's go ahead and get Jakari on the line with us right now as we get ready to go to break. And then I want to get Josh Owen's take on this as well. I already had scheduled, I should add, some very important guests. James O'Keefe's coming on and George Norrie today. We do have President Obama's talking. Let's go ahead and go to some of that and then come back from break. Here is our Lord and Savior.
Protecting our people and facilities inside of Iraq, and a humanitarian operation to help save thousands of Iraqi civilians on a mountain.
After you funded Al-Qaeda.
A week ago, we assessed that many thousands of Yazidi men, women, and
Obama
children
looks like he has AIDS there.
Take refuge on Mount Sinjar in a desperate attempt to avoid slaughter. We also knew that ISIL terrorists were killing and enslaving Yazidi civilians.
Yeah, and they're not Christians, so you got to save them.
To the mountain.
Murderer, supporter of New World Order, Al-Qaeda.
Faced a terrible choice. Starve on the mountain or be slaughtered on the ground. That's when America came to help. Over the last week, the U.S. military conducted humanitarian airdrops every night, delivering more than 114,000 meals and 35,000 gallons.
Again, you bring Al-Qaeda in to murder everybody, and then you save a small group and play the part of hero and bomb some artillery to make it look like you're fighting Al-Qaeda.
Able to successfully strike ISIL targets around the mountain, which improved conditions.
Now it's ISIL. It's not ISIS or IS.
The mountain safe.
That's all on purpose to confuse everybody. We'll see what he says about Ferguson and play it. Jakari Jackson's coming up, then Josh Owens. This is absolutely insane. InfoWarsStore.com. From this Monday to next, all of the incredible books, videos, supplements, liberty-based attire, belt buckles, Molon Labe t-shirts, organic seeds, you name it, are 10% off the already extremely low prices. We are doing this special to draw attention to the brainwashing that's taking place in the media and in the public schools and in many of the private schools and the, quote, higher levels of education. InfoWars.com is right at the tip of the spear worldwide. That's why it's essential to take advantage of this 10% off across the board special at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the Made in America apparel or the Produced in America high quality supplements, it's all 10% off the already lowest price in this back to school week. History is taking place right now. By going to InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally buying war bonds in the battle to awaken humanity.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I'm going to say this again. In the United States of America, Washington Post, Al Jazeera, Infowars.com, reporters are being hit with rubber bullets, arrested, flashbanged for being 500 yards back with TV lights doing a report. Our whole lives, we've grown up in the whole world. Even in third world countries, you don't see the police when they ride by on riot horses attacking crowds of people. In martial law countries, they don't go after the press. This is over the top. Well, reporters should have followed their orders to turn their cameras off. Turn their cameras off? This is the government that surveils us illegally. And then we're on public streets trying to document what's happening. When they get a bunch of goons who want to start a war, a bunch of cowards who want to fight an old man tied down, basically. Imagine a UFC fight where there's like an 89-year-old man with his arms and legs tied, and then Brock Lesnar in his prime comes out and starts body slamming him. I mean, you would just boo Brock Lesnar. But only in America is the image of goat farmers being bombed by drones who were innocent while Al-Qaeda comes and attacks. And they bomb the farmers to make their sons go join Al-Qaeda to then have an ISIS force they arm. The globalists farm them. It's psych warfare. They go out and attack the blacks so they'll go join Al Sharpton and the Democrats. They make us color in the spaces by the numbers. They social engineer us. They sit back. They live. We sleep. They play their games. We buy all their games. We buy into their trends and what they say is cool and their football and their media and all their crap. And we all lose. The cops, the whites, the blacks, everybody. Ja'Kari Jackson will be back at the bottom of the next hour. James O'Keefe's only on for two segments, and Josh Owens will have in-depth interviews with him. But Ja'Kari, this segment, the next, I got to get your take on being in that war zone. I know you went up there, totally non-biased, and so did Josh and everybody. And boy, I want your take on this, because I got to tell you, I am just upset.
Upset is not the word. This is Ja'Kari Jackson for Infowars.com, reporting from Ferguson, Missouri. Now, I'll give you guys kind of the long version of the story, Alex. We started way down the street. Maybe we can get a shot. This is where the Quick Trip is. The initial protest from yesterday, about 4 or 5 o'clock it started, was down this street past, I guess maybe you can see that public storage, that orange building over there. That's where we were initially congregated. The protesters peacefully assembled, and the officers that come out because the protesters were in the street, they say, "Protesters, can you please get into the street?" And initially, we were streaming live on Ustream, and I gave the cops credit because they came out here initially in relatively small numbers. I saw maybe about 10 or 12 guys initially.
But they do that, again, to act like they were reasonable.
Yeah, and that's the whole point, because they come out here with the smaller force. I said, okay, good. Maybe everybody's learning that this isn't World War III. A few minutes later, or maybe about an hour or so later, they come out with the big MRAP trucks. I was like, okay, here we go. Protesters get out of the street because they're blocking the street. The protesters get on the sidewalk, and then the cops come block the street all the way across in both directions, down that street and down this street. And what you see me holding in my hand, I'll get to in just 1 second.
So, again, they were kettling you to block you off.
Yes, and then they start funneling us back here to the original location where Joe Biggs talks about the checkpoint. right in front of the Quick Trip, where they have barricades on both sides. I guess they're concerned about somebody attacking them, which is pretty ridiculous that somebody's going to come on with a full-on assault. So basically, they push us back here to this location where we are now. People are having somewhat of a block party in the street. A church pulls up, is broadcasting, preaching a message from the back of a truck, handing out water, and, you know, and somehow the police are concerned about this. So we're out here for a couple more hours.
Hold on, stay there. Well, of course they got to attack you. Americans can't be allowed to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.